In a world that celebrates hustle culture and flawless Instagram feeds, perfectionism has become a silent epidemic. What many wear as a badge of honor, I just have impossibly high standards, is actually a painful psychological trap. Perfectionism isn't simply striving for excellence. It's the relentless pursuit of flawlessness coupled with harsh self-criticism when inevitable human limitations appear. This mindset creates a painful paradox. The very traits that drive achievement ultimately undermine happiness and well-being. At its core, perfectionism stems from the belief that self-worth depends entirely on performance. This explains why so many successful people feel like imposters despite impressive achievements. No amount of external validation fills the internal void when you believe you're fundamentally inadequate. Perfectionism extracts a steep price across all aspects of life. The most immediate impact is chronic stress. Even when things are going well, perfectionists experience constant pressure from their internal demands. This manifests physically through insomnia, muscle tension, and depleted energy, while contributing to anxiety and depression. Work-life balance becomes virtually impossible, as perfectionists typically work excessive hours, either from genuine love of achievement or fear of disappointing others. Beyond work, perfectionists transform hobbies into competitions, removing joy from activities meant for relaxation. Perhaps most painfully, perfectionism creates significant barriers to meaningful relationships. Even when physically present with loved ones, perfectionists are often mentally distracted by their endless to-do lists. Their perfectionism functions as a shield against vulnerability, as they hide their messy, imperfect selves for fear of rejection. Have you ever noticed how exhausting it is to be around someone who's constantly critical, including of themselves? Perfectionism develops through a complex interplay of biology and experiences, with early childhood experiences profoundly shaping our self-perception. Four parenting styles commonly contribute to perfectionism: demanding parents who prioritize achievements, perfectionist parents who model self-criticism, distracted parents who are emotionally unavailable, and overwhelmed parents lacking effective coping skills. Despite their differences, these parents typically fail to truly notice and validate their children's feelings. Children learn that perfection earns attention or prevents criticism, creating patterns that persist into adulthood as they chase accomplishments, hoping to finally feel good enough. Cultural expectations further reinforce perfectionism through achievement-driven values that prioritize success markers over well-being. At its core, perfectionism is driven by fear, particularly fear of failure, criticism, and rejection. The amygdala, our brain's primitive part responsible for fight or flight responses, makes perfectionists experience potential criticism as threatening as physical danger. Cognitive behavioral therapy helps by addressing these distorted thoughts. Take Ryan's example. Overwhelmed with a new baby and his wife's postpartum depression, he initially refused help, fearing judgment. Through cognitive reframing, he realized asking for help wasn't failure, and the minimal risk of judgment was outweighed by the benefits of support, allowing him to accept assistance that benefited his entire family. Perfectionists maintain a harsh internal dialogue, believing criticism drives excellence. Research proves otherwise. While self-criticism might temporarily motivate through fear, it ultimately undermines self-esteem and increases depression. Self-compassion offers a more effective alternative, acknowledging mistakes while providing understanding and accountability. Imagine speaking to yourself as you would to a struggling friend, with kindness and encouragement rather than judgment. Kristen Neff's work shows self-compassion involves three elements: self-kindness over judgment, recognizing our common humanity through shared difficulties, and mindfulness that acknowledges feelings without exaggeration. When making mistakes, try acknowledging your pain, recognizing you're not alone, and offering yourself the compassion you'd give others. You're not bad because of this mistake. Everyone struggles sometimes. Courage counteracts perfectionist fears through self-acceptance, asking for help, sharing mistakes, and revealing imperfections. Like a muscle, courage strengthens with exercise, by taking small risks just beyond our comfort zone. This helps us face fears directly rather than hiding behind perfectionist's protective shield. Perfectionists often struggle with procrastination due to overwhelm, perfectionist thinking, and fear of failure. Madison's story exemplifies this. Her procrastination on paperwork escalated to a formal warning and harsh self-criticism. Just do it, you idiot, creating a cycle where temporary motivation from self-criticism ultimately led to more discouragement. Breaking this cycle requires shifting to positive thinking. This is a challenge, but I actually like learning new things. The 5-minute rule helps by committing to just 5 minutes of work, after which you can stop. This makes overwhelming tasks manageable, and often momentum carries you forward once started. Breaking complex tasks into smaller pieces increases motivation. Crossing off update resume feels more achievable than seeing get a new job lingering week after week. Remember, done is better than perfect. These strategies help perfectionists move from paralysis to progress without requiring perfection before taking action. The relentless pursuit of perfection often leads to overscheduling and excessive work, with busyness becoming a status symbol and measure of self-worth. Consider Victor, a 34-year-old accountant who commutes 35 miles each way, maximizes drive time with calls, works through lunch, continues working at night, and has virtually no time for family or self-care. The cost is highest when actions don't align with values, our core beliefs and guiding principles. Victor was shocked to discover he spent 90 hours weekly working, but only 10 hours on family activities, despite valuing family above all else. Creating balance requires small, incremental changes, not dramatic overhauls. Victor began by incorporating 15 minutes more of family time daily, coming home earlier to read bedtime stories. Though still imperfect, these manageable changes created a foundation to build upon. Mindfulness, focusing on the present moment without judgment, provides another powerful tool for perfectionists. When practicing mindfulness, we're aware of our thoughts and feelings without criticism, simply being. This helps us fully experience life rather than operating on autopilot and allows us to make decisions aligned with our values instead of defaulting to perfectionist patterns. By bringing awareness to our choices, we can shift from perfectionist striving to intentional living based on what truly matters. Perfectionism stems from shame, the belief that we're fundamentally flawed. We chase achievements, approval, and flawless appearances to compensate for these feelings of inadequacy. Yet the liberating truth is that your worth isn't earned through accomplishments or others' validation, it's inherent. The journey away from perfectionism isn't linear. Expect bumps and setbacks. Rather than viewing these as failures, see them as valuable learning opportunities. Overcoming perfectionism means accepting our imperfections while recognizing our inherent value. For too long, perfectionism has convinced us that flaws are unacceptable, something to hide or frantically correct. Embracing imperfection means finding freedom in authenticity rather than exhaustion in pretense. When perfectionism whispers you're not enough, remember, you don't need to be perfect to deserve love and belonging. Your humanity, complete with flaws and limitations, is what makes you relatable and authentic. True happiness comes not from flawless performance, but from self-compassion and the courage to be imperfectly, gloriously human.